it's Stephen Pepper from Japers Rink. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks for taking time out of your midday schedule there.
Not a problem.
So I guess first off, how was your holidays?
They were good. They were short, like usual, but it happens.
Yeah, I guess it probably would have been a little nicer if you had the chance to play for Team Canada in the World Junior Championships.
Yeah, that would have been nice, but it happens, and you learn from it, and it's not the end of the world. There's always next year now, too, so.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I have to ask you, and be honest, when you were watching that finals game and you saw John Carlson score the overtime goal, were you thinking even just a little bit, man, if I was on that team, might have been a different story?
I don't really know what I was thinking too hard, but, I was, it was nice to see Carly score a goal like that and play a big game, but, I definitely I wanted to be out there, and a little part of me was pretty injured on the inside, and I don't know if it would have changed anything, but I sure would have been liked to have been a part of it.
Sure. So right now you're riding a 4-game goal scoring streak, a 12-game point scoring streak. What's contributed to your recent success?
I think being an older guy on my team, I got to be counted on and relied upon to help out offensively, and shooting a puck and being a third year guy in the league, just all those things come into factor, getting stronger, and I think all those things, like I said, play into factor, and I'm just helping out, contribute, and that feels pretty good.
Great. So I have to ask before we get more into your season, have you seen the Patrice Cormier hit, and if so, what's your reaction to it?
You know what? I'm actually sitting on the computer in my trainer's office trying to find it right now.
All right, well.
Because I heard about it today, and who is it on?
It's on Mikel Tam.
Sorry, say that again?
Mikel Tam, T-A-M.
Okay. I'll see if I can take a quick look at it.
Well, while you're doing that, is there anything that the Caps have asked you to work on, in particular after you spent some time down in D.C. in July and the September camp?
Well, I've been talking to Steve Richmond quite a bit, and obviously I got to keep pushing my game. A big thing is hitting the gym, as much as I can. We got a really busy schedule, especially in the second half, but it's a matter of getting stronger and trying to find maybe down the road, I think skiing wise is okay and things like that. You got to keep working hard, but definitely getting stronger is probably the main thing they've told me, and that's what I've been trying to do. So
yeah. And what's impressed me was how quickly the Caps signed you after drafting. Was that a surprise to you, or had they been talking to you about it well before October of last year?
No, they haven't actually. It was surprising, and it's always nice. Not that I've experienced it before, but it was real nice to get that out of the way, and now I don't really have to worry about it. I was surprised at the time, and obviously really excited, and it's nice to get that out of the way, and now I don't have to think about it and concentrate on it, and now I can just get back to playing hockey.
Was there any particular nice memory that you have of the Caps development camp or training camp, or any one or a couple of mentors that helped you when you were there?
There was I think all the guys are pretty nice. It was obviously my first NHL camp, and it was really special to see guys, the whole team, and be on the same team as some of the guys you watch on TV every night. But I think all the guys did a pretty good job of introducing themselves or saying hi or making us feel really welcome there.
In addition to following the Caps a bit, have you followed Hershey in the American League at all?
I get updates weekly. As far as I check up stats when once in a while when I'm on the computer. But as far as watching games, I don't. But I know they're doing well, and they're so.
What do you think about the opportunity to maybe make the jump to the pros and play for them this spring?
Oh, that'll be exciting. You know, obviously I want to go as far as I can into playoffs with my team here. There's nothing like it. But you know, when it's all said and done, if I was to get a phone call and be asked to come up, whether it's to watch or practice or what have you, you know, it'll be an exciting time for me. And I think definitely a big opening an eye opener for me.
Yeah, they're pretty deep down the middle there. What if you do make it? What do you think you'll have to do to distinguish yourself and get some ice time?
Well, I think you know, if you get called up to any team, you got to play a simple, smart game. You got to be a reliable player. I know you wouldn't expect to go up there and log big minutes, but you know, the minutes that you are out there, you know, you gotta take advantage and just show that you know, you're smart, reliable, and you can be put on the ice. You don't have to be worried about.
So, do you get a chance to look at that Cormier hit now? Some sort of quick reaction.
I just checked it out. Here, let me look at it again. I guess it's kind of an elbow right to the head, hey?
Yeah, definitely, right off the bench.
Yeah, I don't know, it doesn't look like the cleanest hit, so I know. Playing with Cormier and stuff, he's, you know, that's kind of, you know, he plays a tough game and, you know, a hard-hitting game, but I guess you kind of want to watch when you get in a situation like that. You know, it's obviously not the cleanest of hits, but, you know, I don't really know what to say. I don't really want to comment too much on it.
Yeah, sure, of course. Just one more question. In your draft interview, I believe you referenced Alex Ovechkin as your favorite player. Is it his drive that you're modeling yourself after, or what is it in particular that you love so much about him?
I love, you know, I think it's just his passion for the game. You know, I'm sure everyone would say the same thing. The guy just loves to be out there, and you know, it's, you know, whether it's his you know, first, fifth, or 60th goal of the season, he still celebrates the team, and he's just as excited if, you know, if it's him or his teammate putting it in the net. But you know, I like that about him. I like how he's you know, he's strong, solid. You know, just does whatever he can to win. And it's I mean, obviously that adds and contributes to why I think he's the best player in the world. Obviously.
Yeah. Well, Cody, thanks for your time, and we hope to see you making the jump to the pros awfully soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, see ya.